Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good afternoon, or should I say good evening to everyone. This is Lisa D. Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm doing a show today on Saturday instead of Friday night, and welcome, everyone. Welcome. For those who are not tuned in, I will make sure that this audio of this show gets to you. Tonight's topic, discussion, is called Leaving Negativity Behind. This is a topic where we are going to discuss negative situations that we need to leave behind so that we can fulfill our dreams. So I want to start off by saying welcome to those who are listening and for those who are going to listen to this segment by audio. Thank you. I really appreciate the support. Now let's get started. There is a popular saying, negativity breeds negativity. And that is so very true. When we surround ourselves with those who have a negative approach to life, they will bring an element or energy of negativity that will choke our energy. As that saying goes, negativity definitely breeds negativity. When you are a person who has a specific purpose, goal, or you're on a specific journey, it is a must that you remove yourself from negative situations or negative elements and people in order to stay on that path and journey so that you can fulfill your dreams and goals. Otherwise, that is considered a disruption. And the disruption or noise of negativity can take you off that path that you are on. Many of us have a purpose. We have a journey in life, a purpose to fulfill. And we have to fulfill that purpose because otherwise we will get caught up in negative situations. And then we will get distracted from our path. Sometimes we must take the initiative in our life to change and shape our world as we want it to be. It's not going to happen overnight. And if we sit back and just have these dreams of what we want and desires, and we have them in our mind, and we talk about them, but we don't put these dreams into action, then it will go nowhere. When you have a specific journey or purpose in life, you must sometimes think outside of the box to bring about the outcome that you desire. It's not going to happen overnight. This is not handed to us. And there's not going to be a genie that's going to come and grant us three wishes. And here we are. Life doesn't work that way. Many of us have dreams. Sometimes people get sidetracked with the daily activities and problems and situations in life. And sometimes the distraction causes us to forget our purpose and journey in life, and we cannot allow that to happen. One of the ways that I keep myself engaged in my journey and dream is through manifestation. You must not just want it and talk about it, but you must manifest it in order to bring your goals and dreams into fruition. Whatever your dream or goal or desire in life, you must manifest it in your mind, body, and spirit to the point that you can just taste the success of it. Many entrepreneurs, they're not entrepreneurs overnight, and it's not just by chance. They are entrepreneurs because they sleep, they eat, sleep, And everything they do is about that dream and passion that they have. They have a passion and a desire for whatever their product or service is. And that doesn't just happen out of thin air. So when you have a passion, a dream, or desire for something, you have to manifest it. You have to go after it. And sometimes what that means is that everyone can't go with us. So we have to remove the distraction from our lives. And sometimes that means the negative people, situations, or elements that may be around us that may be sucking up our time or disrupting us from our true desires and passion in life. And also, climbing that ladder of success, what I had to learn is that everyone can't go with me. There may be people in our lives that we have a lot of respect for and people who've been there since we were children. Sometimes with that we have in life, those people cannot climb that ladder with us. And that's a hard, hard lesson that I had to learn, that everyone cannot go with me. You know, and if this was easy, then everybody would do it. There's nothing easy about this. But when you have that desire to fulfill a goal, because this is a purpose you have, it has to be done. And you know, in all reality, as I stated, everyone can't go with you. So that means there will be those who will be left behind. And they may feel some kind of way about it, but you have to stay on that journey. Everyone in your circle cannot climb that ladder with you. And this may just be part of the journey or process in order to fulfill those dreams. Therefore, they have to be left behind on the sidelines to watch, you know, even some of us. Remember, some people are only in our lives for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. Many people come into our life for a season to teach us lessons. And then when those lessons are learned, then those people are no longer in our lives because the lessons is learned. They were there for a specific purpose. We all are here for a purpose. For those who have a passion and dream for something, so much that it ignites a fire in their soul, you must follow that dream. And you have to go after it. And it requires for us to block out the negativity, the noise, the negative elements around us, or that element of negativity that might surround us. When others see that we are on a mission to fulfill our dreams, sometimes we don't have to do anything. They will fall by the wayside themselves because a lot of people are not going to understand who we are. Many entrepreneurs and business owners and people who are in the limelight, they have to make many sacrifices to get there. It wasn't easy. It didn't happen overnight. And sometimes those sacrifices mean giving up people in our lives who don't stand behind us, who doesn't support our dream, or who do not support what we're doing. They have to be left behind while we continue on with our dream and journey. That's so important. So I wanted to do this segment today because I want to encourage those who have dreams of entrepreneurship to be business owners, to whatever that dream may be, go after it. It's not going to happen overnight. It's a process. And I'm here to tell you not to get off that path, to stay on that path. Little by little, as you progress, you will get there. I know for myself, it took a lot of sacrificing, a lot of work. And I'm not there yet, but I'm making strides. Go along. And one of the hardest things that I had to sacrifice is people who I've known all my life, some of the people, not everyone, that was a distraction to what I'm doing. Like, I do this radio show. I'm an author. There's many hats that I wear. And I have to stay focused so that these things can be done well, because I like things to be done well and to capture people's attention. It's a passion I have. Many people don't understand that because they have the 9-to-5 mentality, or they just don't believe in having a passion or desire for something. And I'm a type of person is that I think outside the box all the time. I could be driving in a car, something hits me, I might have to pull over, write it down because I won't remember it later, and then use it in a later show or in my book or something like that. So when I talk about leaving negativity behind, it is thing that it's an easy thing to do, especially when we have people in our lives who's been there forever. But if we find that to be a distraction, a continual distraction where we find ourselves no longer on our path or journey, then we have to leave that behind in order to fulfill our passion in life. I want to talk more about this in the future, and I want to do it more so when I have callers on the line, because I want to hear their stories, mostly success stories, how they got there, what they had to do, what they had to give up and sacrifice. So I am going to do a follow-up with this, but with listeners on, because I want to hear their stories, their testimonies, their sacrifices, challenges, etc. So I'm going to stop it here now, because the show is only 15 minutes tonight, and I'm going to share this with others to keep encouraging you to keep moving forward. Don't give up, because on the road sometimes there's going to be challenges. You're going to feel like things are not moving forward, but don't give up. You know, sometimes things may be happening behind the scenes that we are not even familiar with, and then one day, boom, we will get there. And what an exciting day that will be. So this is Lisa D's Radio. Thank you for listening to this message today. And I look forward in the near future of having listeners on who've had these type of experiences so that we can talk about it. Thank you for listening to Lisa D's Blog Talk Radio Show. And everyone, have a great weekend. Thank you.